In 2008, Cedro Woolley residents Larry and Carrie Williams decided to adopt Hannah and her brother Emmanuel from Ethiopia. In 2011, Hannah died outside in the rain after months of beating and starvation. And 2 months ago, in a Skagit Valley courtroom, the Williams were found guilty of manslaughter for Hannah's death and of assault for their abusive punishment of Emmanuel. The Williams were sentenced to prison, but many questions about Hannah's life with the Williams are still unanswered, including how she and her brother were subjected to so much abuse with no intervention. Catherine Joyce is a contributor to Slate. Her investigative piece on Hannah Williams' death tries to answer that question. Catherine Joyce, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You found in your research that the Williams were only one of many families who adopted Ethiopian children, then abused them. What are the connections between the families and the kids that you profiled in your piece?
I looked at a number of failed adoptions that fall along a spectrum from obviously the very worst possible outcome, which we saw with Hannah's case, to situations where it wasn't so much physical abuse, but perhaps neglect and children who ended up prematurely independent and on their own, fearing for their own welfare as still young adults or even teenagers. So it really falls along a spectrum. But what I was looking at was a number of adoptions, about 15 adoptions in total in the greater Seattle area, all of which were conducted by one relatively local adoption agency, and all of the children having come from the same interconnected set of orphanages in Ethiopia.
In some of the cases, families were adopting multiple kids, sometimes more than 10 kids. What regulation allowed that to happen?
Right. I mean, there were some tremendously large families, and that seemed to arise as one of the red flags. You know, not all large adoptive families obviously are abusive or will even have any problems, but it did seem to be a common factor in the cases that I came across, is that these were much larger than average families, ranging from 10 to even 30 children. What I was told when I contacted the adoption agency is that there really is no policy that says when too many children is too many children. There is no specific law that says you can't adopt this many children. In some cases, parents might be cut off if they are no longer approved for home studies to adopt more children, but sometimes those parents will end up adding to their family by adopting children who were disrupted from previous adoptions. So kids who were originally adopted to one family and it didn't work out and they get bounced to another family.
I'm speaking with Catherine Joyce, who wrote an investigative piece in Slate called Hannah's Story, An Adoptee's Tragic Fate. I know that members of Seattle's Ethiopian community followed the Williams trial and they met to talk about their concerns. What rose to the top of the list?
Well, yes, the Ethiopian community had a constant presence during the trial this summer up in Cedro Woolley, which lasted 7 weeks, and they've been following it for, you know, a couple of years since it first happened and came to the public's attention. I know that they told me that, you know, obviously most adoptive families that they work with, and they have a close relationship with many, many adoptive parents in the area, most of those families are wonderful, and they're glad to have that collaboration and that partnership with the families. But the things that they tend to see when there are problems are families that are extremely large or families that seem more driven by a sensibility of wanting to save as many children as possible, sort of a real idealistic approach to adoption, rather than their decision being grounded in a desire to be a parent to a specific child. So I think they were seeing when things are driven more by idealism or a sense of calling to save, things often didn't work out as well as when people were really prepared to enter this and be, you know, parents for life.
Catherine Joyce is a contributor to Slate. Her long investigative piece is called Hannah's Story, An Adoptee's Tragic Fate and How It Could Happen Again. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us to talk a bit about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's The Record.